And they hum Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shivasa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm going to speak now, first of all, quoting from Prema Vivarta by Srila Jagadananda Pandit, quoting from the Bengali, and then paraphrasing some of the instructions therein. It's a warning to devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be sincere and non-duplicitous. So, Jagadananda says, Jodi bhajibe gaura sharal karo nijaman kutinati chari Bhaja, Gaurar Charan. Gaurarami, Gaurarami, Mukhe, Bolile, Nahe, Chale. Gaurar Archa, Gaurar Bicha, Loile, Fale, Fale. Loile, Fala, Fale. So, Jodi Bhajibe Gaur. If you intend to worship Gaura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, make your own mind simple and straightforward. Giving up duplicity. Worship the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply by declaring, I am a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am Gaura's. That won't work. One has to follow the mode of life, the achar, as he has prescribed, and his vichar, achar vichar, his teachings, his understanding. Achar vichar and then prachar. And if we do so, then we will get the Loile fala fale. Then we will get the actual result of what worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supposed to give, which is Krishna, premadhan, the wealth of love of Krishna. So, yeah, simply making a show of being a devotee won't work. Now, I'm not particularly accusing anyone here, but it is a phenomenon that is regularly discussed by our acharyas, that people, they may take to devotional service with ulterior motives, or it may be that people take to devotional service without really understanding why they're doing so, and they do so with mixed material desires. They may not understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants from us. So in one set, we just sung that Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. The most merciful avatars are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. They give a very easy process of chanting. But in one sense also, they're very demanding. The process is easy, but the sincerity is demanded. So the success in devotional life is not simply to have tilak and chant Hare Krishna, making a sound, but the real success is one when that will come when one makes one's life and soul the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's so easy to cheat ourselves, to cheat others, to prefer to find out someone who's cheating in the name of Krishna consciousness. Of course, this Prem Viraja is written in Bengali, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult was widely spread in Bengal, but the upper sampradayas became predominant, and the actual vichardhara, or the actual thoughts of the actual understanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pure devotional service, anyabhidashita shunyam, that became almost hidden, because it's so much easier and more palatable to the perverse mentality of the conditioned soul to make a show of devotional service, retaining material desires and aspirations and way of thinking, than to actually take up the life of no personal cultivating the attitude of no personal desire. So making a show of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, going through the motions, wearing tilak, having tulsi beads, but committing sins secretly, or maintaining wrong desires, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will see that. Others may not, he will. And he won't give love of Krishna. This is not my own personal idea here. We'll find again and again in Srila Prabhupada's books, especially in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, much of his commentaries which are taken directly from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary, in which they address the cheating that's going on in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. And we shouldn't think that such cheating is endemic only to Bengal and Bengalis, but now Krishna consciousness is spread very widely, and the cheating propensity is there all over the world. So anyone who takes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult can do so sincerely or insincerely, and we all have the tendency to try to cheat. That is one of the, as long as we're not completely pure, that tendency is there. That's one of the four propensities of the conditioned soul. So we shouldn't just blame Bengalis. It was great mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda that his cult is spread widely in Bengal, but it's therefore they have most opportunity to misinterpret it. And now that opportunity is there all over the world. There's the opportunity to become completely purified by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's also the opportunity to make a show and make a mess and make a misrepresentation of being a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Jagadananda warns that you will become very degraded and despised by everyone if you try to act in this way. Despised by everyone means by the actual devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You may become worshipped by many by cheating. At the time of speaking this, although it'll probably be forgotten in a short time, like most things in the material world. At the time of speaking this, there's a big thing going on in Haryana, where some guru, Ram Rahim Singh, self-made guru, he's been sentenced or found guilty by a court of some rape, and he has thousands of followers who are making a big disturbance because they say, no, he never did it, it's all a conspiracy, and they're rioting, and the whole area is under the army has come in to control them. They're really upset So maybe he raped, maybe he didn't, we don't know. But for sure, he's not properly presenting pure devotional service. The photo always comes of him riding on a big motorbike, and he's a rock star, and he's some... People think of him as a guru. Amazing how people can be cheated. But maybe it's even more amazing that in the, that when you get the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we all have all of Srila Prabhupada's books, that even then people may prefer to take a watered down version or misrepresent. So you may become very popular by misrepresenting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or misrepresenting Srila Prabhupada or degrading and deviating in various ways. You may be very popular because people tend to like that. We may think we want to spread Krishna consciousness very widely, so let's have a look at those gurus who are very popular. What do they do? What do? They cheat people. So we don't want to become widely popular by cheating people, by giving, asking people to chant Hare Krishna, but not teaching anyabhilashita shunya bhakti. By not demanding that if you want to follow properly, then these are the standards. There are standards. So if we try to mix devotional service with material desires, then all of our devotional attempts will be spoiled. Jagadananda warns. Because then we'll commit offenses against the holy name. There are offenses. If we commit them, then we don't make progress. So there's danger there. We may go down very badly. It's quite possible to fall down very badly. Even someone who's been practicing, it seems, on a very high level, if they adopt a mentality of wanting to cheat others or exploit others, then they can be thrown down. And the actual devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won't accept them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught by the example of Chota Haridas, his dear devotee, a little discrepancy, he was rejected. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach how careful we have to be not to engage in sinful activities and say it's all okay because we're chanting Hare Krishna. So if we're not sincerely endeavoring to become purified, then what's left? Then we'll be again victimized by material desires and we'll be forced to commit offenses against the holy name. And then gradually even the feelings for devotion, we see devotees, they lose taste for chanting and performing devotional service. They just lose the taste. They lose the precious gift of devotion. And then gradually they may commit sins. They become four regulative principles. They may grossly break the regulative principles. So Jagadananda, in Prema Vivarta, he very much encourages the chanting of the holy name. He says, as Srila Prabhupada often said, what is the difficulty? There's no difficulty physically in chanting. Mentally we may have a problem, but physically it's a very easy thing to do. But it's a very great treasure which we can very easily get. We can imagine that if someone is giving out on the other side of Udupi, maybe Malpe or somewhere, someone is giving out bundles of 2,000 rupee notes, 100, just giving them out. All you have to do is go there and take it. Then all in the hospital, all the patients who can't walk, they'll all immediately be able to walk. That's the best cure. No need of all this hospital trip. Tell them. They'll immediately go out. There'll be crowds going. Easy to get and very fun. But if we tell that you chant Hare Krishna and you can get free from all these silly desires for getting money for sense gratification, you can go to the spiritual world. Who's interested? They don't believe it. So, what do we have to do? Mukhe bolo hari hari. Bishoya charya, the same song we just saw, same purport. Bishoya charya, shayroshay majya. Mukhe bolo hari hari. Giving up desires for sense gratification, then we can enjoy that taste of chanting. We should chant the holy name of Krishna. We're lucky, we're not dumb or mentally retarded. Even mentally retarded people can chant, but they can't systematically. They may be constrained from systematically taking up the sadhana, regularly chanting. But even such persons, they can hear the holy name if we chant for their benefit. Pashu paki kitadi balite na pare shunale harinam tara o tore haryashtakosa. That the animals, the birds, the insects, and so on, they can't chant the holy name of Krishna. Even by hearing, they can be delivered if pure devotees chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted loudly as he was going through the forest of Jarikanda, and there was an echo, but that echo was the trees chanting. That became their chanting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful to give the holy name, which can destroy all sinful reactions within the heart and award the highest goal in spiritual life, pure love of Krishna. But if we deliberately sin, deliberately make offenses, then we will be cheating ourselves and depriving ourselves. Of course, people come here to Udupi and they take darshan of the deity. But the result of worshipping the deity with devotion for many births is that the holy name, taste for the holy name will arise, and then one will want to chant constantly, like to chant. I just read this afternoon how Srila Prabhupada was in a television studio in San Francisco. This must have been around 1967. And they were getting it, they were preparing everything. It was going to be a recorded interview. So the technicians were there. It took a long time to record because there was some humming sound. When they put up the mixer and everything, and they put on the headphones to see if the sound is clear, and they kept on hearing some humming sound, so they're checking all the equipment, and it took almost 1 hour, and then they traced it back to one wire, and it goes up to Swamiji, and he's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare, just a little distance from, it's going on continuously, just he was waiting and going on chanting. Nothing else to do, chant Hare Krishna. So, other methods, they won't give the same result. Dharma, Karma, Ajapa, Atapa, all these. They won't have the same result. They can't give the same result, whatever else one may do. Especially in this Kali Yuga. Harin Nama Eva Kevalam. Chanting is the only way. Other things may go on and should go on. Deity worship should go on. Hearing Bhagavatam should go on. But the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavatam is to chant the holy names of Krishna. So all these things should go on. Especially in non-devotional activities, if there's little fault, then there's no progress. But in sincere execution of devotional service, then Krishna helps, we go forward. But if we're insincere, that will block us. So, Sharala Karyaman, yesterday we sang that. Gau Gau Punar, Gaurangera Guna, Sharala Karyaman. Same thing is said here. Sharal Kara Nijaman. Keep the mind simple. Simple in the sense that nothing else. Don't need anything else. Just focus on Krishna, devotional service. And don't think that we need to do anything else. Worshipping various demigods, even going on various pilgrimages, we may do. We may visit various holy places, but we should understand that we can do that in devotional service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings that Gaura Amar Jeshabashtane Karala Brahmana Ronge Sheshabashtana. Heribhavame, Pranayi Bhagata Sangha. All the places that were visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I desire to visit in the company of loving devotees. So that's also a part of devotional service. But if we can't do those, we shouldn't think that now I'm going to go to such and such a holy place and that's what I really need to do. No, even sitting at home chanting Hare Krishna, that's also good. Of course, we go to honor the holy places and the dhams of Mayapur and Vrindavan, they are more than holy places. They're more than holy places which have been touched by the lotus feet of the Lord because they're the eternal residences of the Supreme Lord. So that's also a very important part of devotional service. But even if we can't do that, there are many people who just can't go to Vrindavan in as much as they may be living in South America or Africa and they don't have the means, the money to go. But they can go by chanting Hare Krishna. Whereas if we're living in Vrindavan, if we don't chant Hare Krishna, then we might not be living in Vrindavan in the proper sense of the term. We might be just superficially living there. So the sincerity of attitude is required. Advancement in devotional service depends on the attitude of the performer. So Jagadananda says, giving up endeavoring in other processes, take complete shelter of the holy name, because it's the essence of all religious practices. And very soon one can easily cross the ocean of birth and death. And he says that my humble submission to all is that only he who stays in the company of saintly Vaishnavas can constantly chant the holy name of the Lord. He says also here in this Prema Vibharata that Shadu Sange Krishna Nam Ematru Chai Shangsha Dinite Ar Kono Bhashtunai. Shadu Sangha Krishna. These two things. Association of devotees and the name of Krishna. That's all I want. There's no other thing, process for conquering over birth and death. Hare Krishna. Any comment, question? Anything? Yeah. Sorry?
If this class was mentioned about boiling the milk and about
boiling the milk.
And today, on the same topic, it seems that one impression from a young person who came is that we still compromise about expanding the movement and spend more time in that than maybe
expanding by preaching.
By preaching, then maybe training devotees, not the devotees who just came, but training devotees who are long time here.
Training devotees who are a long time in the movement.
And, so, actually, I know you said the need is to boil the milk, but how to boil it?
Boil the milk means we are seriously absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's what it means. We give special attention to that. There's no reason that preaching can't go on side by side, but unless there is boiling the milk, then we ourselves will become weak, because in preaching there are so many things to be done, and sometimes it may impinge upon our sadhana and we may become habitual that we don't do proper sadhana. So boil the milk. That may mean extra classes also, cutting down outgoing activities. Not that we forget about preaching, but we have to see that we ourselves have to be fixed and in the proper course. Otherwise, if we simply bring more and more people in and we ourselves don't become strong, no one becomes strong. New people, without being properly trained, they go for preaching. They don't understand what they're doing. So they bring more and more people, but more and more people who haven't taken up the essence. So that is required. Both things must be there. Achar prachar, proper execution of devotional service and preaching of devotional service. Sanatana Goswami said to Haridas Thakur, achar kare keho na kare prachar kare keho na kare achar prachar name karah dvikarj tumi sarva guru tumi jagate arj. Some people practice properly devotional service, but they don't preach. Others preach, but they don't practice properly. You, Haridas, you are the guru of the whole world and the best person in the world, because you both preach and practice devotional service in relation to the holy name. So boiling the milk doesn't mean we stop food distribution. But we have to be able to give people nourishment. If we water the milk, then we may think we have so many people to feed, so let's put water in the milk, then we can feed them all. But the real thing is to give everyone nourishing, thick milk, by way of analogy. Hare Krishna.